Well, April Fresh is a local drag queen who worked at the recently closed Parliament House for nearly 25 years. April, welcome to Intersection.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So a year ago, the performing arts in Orlando kind of came to a grinding halt. Theme parks closed, Broadway tours cancelled their visits. Talk to me about the drag community and how that was impacted in those early days of the pandemic.
Well, like all of us, you know, we didn't really know what was going to happen. We didn't know how long it was going to last. We certainly didn't think it was going to be still in it over a year later. However, when it was time to, you know, all of us girls still needed to perform. And most of us, myself included, embraced the online drag show. So I had, while I was just sitting here not working, I had 3-4 nights a week where I was out of this very room on my Instagram or Facebook doing a little drag show, and people could tip via Venmo or Cash App or one of those platforms. And I was surprised how people, it actually was kind of for a larger audience, because I could not only get local Orlando people, but also get people all over the country that I happen to know. So it was kind of a blessing in disguise in many ways.
How is the online show different from the shows you were doing before the pandemic in person with an audience?
There were actually a lot of things that I could get away with. Like most of the time when I was sitting here doing an online show, I may or may not have been wearing shoes. And just like most Zoom calls, you know, we're not always wearing pants. We're in our pajamas or something. So I could get away with things like that. I also am lucky because I do have friends from all over the country. So I would just be careful and selective as to who I tagged, because I know other people might enjoy it that couldn't actually ever even come to Florida anyway.
And do you feel like this is going to be part of your repertoire, pandemic or not? Like once things reopen as much as they can, are you still going to keep doing these online shows? Because it sounds like you've been able to reach a broader audience.
I am. Actually, I just celebrated my 1-year anniversary of doing Manic Mondays with April Fresh. So I, as some of you may know, I'm obsessed with the 80s. And I go to this event every year in, it's called 80s in the Sand, and it's either in Dominican Republic or Cancun or somewhere. And I'm one of their 80s music trivia hostesses. So I've accumulated fans from that go to these events. And so I'm like, well, let me just continue doing that and see how it goes. So every Monday at 8 p.m., I do a little online trivia round, and then I do an Instagram drag show. And once around September, October, when the clubs and stuff started opening back up here in Florida, I'm like, well, I don't want to lose this audience. So I've continued to do that ever since. And I don't see that going anywhere anytime soon.
Mm-hmm. Have you been able to kind of keep the drag community connected through online means over the last 12 months?
I have. I do think that as a whole, because we are starting to open up, you know, it's Florida and we'll often do things before the other cities do, but we're pretty much back open now where I think a lot of the bulk of the online drag shows that started at the beginning of pandemic have fizzled a little bit or dissolved. But I think there are still certain things that will continue.
How did that feel getting back on stage again in person? Was there a little trepidation about being back with a crowd in front of you?
There is nothing better than performing in front of an actual audience. So it was thrilling to get back on stage. It's certainly different now because, you know, we wear a face shield or we put out buckets for them to tip in. So the one-on-one contact is still not back where it used to be. But it's at least the next step, and I'm thrilled to have that part of it.
Let's talk a little bit about Parliament House. This is a long-time staple of the drag and LGBT community in Orlando. It closed just last fall. What did Parliament House mean to Orlando's LGBT community?
Parliament House was an establishment that people knew all over the world because of its history, because of its longevity, I was honored to work there for almost 25 years, and it was devastating because it was the largest and longest running of those type of businesses that were still in existence. It's kind of devastating for me now because I live right around the corner, and every time I drive by it, it's completely bulldozed already. It's the fence around it is gone. It's just a big open field now, which is very weird for the nostalgic side of me. But it, is definitely a loss for the city. That being said, I do think all the other bars have kind of embraced everyone, and I think in a way it's been better for all the other establishments.
Do you think Orlando needs a one place where the community can coalesce and where people can, know they can go to watch shows? Or, like you said, is it better to have it spread out across the city?
I think it's definitely spread across the city. The venues, assuming I can name them, like Southern Nights and Stonewall and Savoy, I feel like it's definitely helped those businesses, as well as they embraced the staff that had previously worked at Parliament House. And then they are also new little venues popping up. And also, don't be surprised if Parliament House doesn't come back in some way, shape, or form. It obviously won't be the same thing, but they are trying to get some kind of a new venue.
The sign was salvaged, though, right?
From my understanding, one of the Orlando History Museums did get it. So it is somewhere. I don't know exactly where, but I have been told that it has been salvaged.
Parliament House, what was it like for folks who haven't been there? Was it a little rough around the edges, perhaps?
So it was a gay play, a gay establishment for almost 50 years, but it was there even longer. But it was a hotel, it was a restaurant, it was a theater, it was a dance floor, it was a pool, it was a resort, really. Now, in later years, of course, it is an old building, and just keeping things up to code is not an easy task. So it definitely had its someone once described it as this: it was the most wonderful, yet disgusting, yet magical place that Orlando has ever had.
Just back to the online shows. March 22nd was a year of you doing the shows online. Is it kind of strange to hit that landmark and think you've been doing that for an entire year?
It is strange. It's been interesting because, think back on when the pandemic started, which was around, a little over a year ago. In a way, it seems like it's been 3 or 4 months. And in other ways, it seems like it's been 3 or 4 years. So it's kind of all been this big blur. So it is strange that I've been doing this online show for 52 weeks. So I've had 52 rounds of trivia, which of course has only helped my trivia arsenal. However, it was kind of shocking to realize it had been that long.
What about the drag community in general? And I wonder if we could take a slightly longer view of it than the last year, beyond the pandemic. Like when you started, what was it like? Was it a flourishing community? Did it take a while to get going, get off the ground?
I think drag in general is more popular now than ever, thanks to things like RuPaul's Drag Race. And the heterosexual community embracing it and wanting to go see the shows. So when I started 20 some odd years ago, if you wanted to do a show, it was pretty much in a smoky bar on a Saturday night at midnight, where now the bulk of drag performance seems to be at restaurants in the middle of the afternoon, or trivias or bingos, or there's all sorts of different venues. Which, even though I would say that there's more and more girls now than ever because of the popularity of drag, there's also more and more jobs to be had.
So has drag become more mainstream? Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely, definitely more mainstream, and more not only accepted but embraced, and I think those are different words. So I think that's pretty cool.
So does that mean, like, as the audience changes and becomes a bit bigger, does that mean you have to change your act at all or somewhat?
I think every venue has its own requirements. So, like, I feel lucky because I can do this, this, and this. When, you know, I have my act that I do for brunch, and then I have my act that I do for an 80s or retro event. I'm also lucky because I can hostess or MC as well as perform. So there are, I would say each venue kind of has its own requirements.
And I want to just sort of ask about the arts in general. Orlando Shakes is doing their outdoor performances, and the mayor of Orlando made some comment about how, you know, the arts are important not just for the business of Orlando and Central Florida, but also because people need something else to focus on during a pretty stressful and tough year. How do you see the drag community sort of fitting into that and helping keep the community positive and uplifted over what's been a pretty nightmarish 12 months or so?
I think it's just like any other form of performing arts. Like, you know, actors and actresses are getting back to work and actually doing live performances. So are comedians. This is all the same. So it's just still whatever the genre of live performance, it's all slowly coming back. And I think that's can only be good for not only them, but for the community in general. It's nice to see some of the smaller theaters that have been closed for a year back open. There's going to be a Fringe Festival this year, that type of thing. So it's pretty exciting.
Back to Parliament House and your comment about how some of the other venues have taken in the performers and staff who were, you know, once they no longer had that venue to call their own. Is that sort of support system unique, do you think, or do you see that happening with other businesses taking in employees from a business that's closed recently?
I feel like in Orlando especially, years ago, it was very much, oh, you work at this bar, you can't work anywhere else. I feel like when Parliament House closed, there might not have been as much of that left, but the little bit of that that was left, I think, is gone. Where I, for example, I work at three different nightclubs and on three different days, and none of them mind that I work at any of the others. So I think it's more of a, if we have you on Saturdays, you work for us on Saturdays, but the other 6 days a week, you can do whatever. That to me has been a blessing because I like working, I like people in general, and I like working in a variety of locations, and it's cool to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm. And do you bring your fans across to different clubs? I mean, it must be good for them too.
Yes, I do. And it's been really cool. I have, for example, I have some customers that follow me and go to every single place I'm at. I have others that don't particularly like this venue, but that's okay. They've got other spots they can come and see me at. So it kind of works beautifully for not only the performers, but also for the patrons.
Mm-hmm. Just finally, what do you think the future looks like for the drag community in Orlando?
I think it's just going to become more and more. I think there's going to be more, there's not really straight or gay establishments anymore like there used to be. It's not so much, put it this way, anyone can go anywhere. So I feel like there's going to be more venues like that opening up or starting some kind of a drag show or performance or, you know, let's try this on a certain night and see how it goes. So I think it's only going to broaden the community and join both the LGBTQ community and the straight community together even more so. I don't even like to say straight, because what's that anymore? You know what I mean? It's all kind of, it's just, it's the Orlando community. And I think that's a a beautiful thing.
I mean, is that unique to Orlando? Like, are you saying this is a welcoming city to perform in and live in?
I would say so. Orlando is a wonderful place. I feel like just about every city is going to hopefully, fingers crossed, do the same type of thing in the future. I know some of them are way ahead of us and some of them might be a little behind, but I feel like that's just the general direction that across the country and the world that I feel like that's how things are moving.
Well, April Fresh is a local drag queen. She worked at the recently closed Parliament House for nearly 25 years. April, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.